and shoot before you begin. A huge chunk of the book is going to be focused on how to make your shoot run smoothly and successfully. From the very beginning, you'll have to be fully invested and clear in what you want to achieve. This is incredibly important because you'll be working with so many other people, and you want to be on the same page and appear put together and professional, even if you don't necessarily feel that way. I'll introduce the members you should have on your team and tell you step by step how to keep them informed. I'll also talk a little bit about photo shoot etiquette, which applies both to you and your team as well as the models you'll work with. There will be a section on shooting on location and in the studio. I'll go through how they differ and how to set up and prepare for each. I'll suggest a checklist of items you may need in either situation and talk about some lighting styles mentioned in the section on fashion photography aesthetics. Everyone alive today knows that retouching is a huge and controversial subject when it comes to the world of fashion. I want to touch on a little bit of the politics of the matter because I feel that it's important that every fashion photographer come to terms with where they stand on the subject and what instances they feel retouching is appropriate. Basic retouching techniques will be discussed, as well as some more advanced techniques for things like skin smoothing, hair removal, brightening, and slimming of a model. Your portfolio is what you show the world, and whether it's online, in print, or both, it's how you make your voice heard and land jobs. Organization is very important because you want it to flow well and be impressive at start and finish. You want to leave your client or juror with a lasting and strong impression. While diversity in a portfolio is important in some respects, you also want your aesthetic to remain unified and strong, and you don't want to really come off as a jack of all trades because that isn't interesting or unique. And finally, I want to leave you with a small section on print for fashion, which is vastly different from print for fine art genres. There is an industry standard, and while you don't necessarily have to abide by it for a portfolio, it tends to make it undoubtedly clear that you intend that concept for a fashion publication. Graphics are also incredibly important when it comes to fashion, because at the end of the day, fashion is a subset of the advertising world. Overall, I hope that this book is a good exposure to the world of fashion photography and that it helps you in your journey to make photographs in this genre. What's the difference between portraiture and fashion photography? In my career as a photographer, I often find that people are confused about the differences between portraiture and fashion photography. Before we get started on the types of fashion photography and how to go about being the successful fashion photographer, I feel that we should define the difference so that you can make sure of what you're trying to achieve. The reason that portraiture and fashion photography often get confused is because they both rely heavily on the use of people. However, it should be made clear immediately that portraiture is about the identity, personality of the sitter, whereas fashion is a glamorized marketing campaign. While the look of the person in the fashion campaign matters from the perspective of what's being projected, the identity and personality of the person is not the focus. The person merely is there to be a vehicle for the clothing or accessories. With portraiture, photographers shoot people who are from all walks of life. Generally, they don't try to change the person, even if the image is posed. For a fashion model, the image is all about becoming the paragon of what the fashion line is. The girl could become anyone that she's never been before in her life. In essence, the fashion model is an actress or actor, whereas the portrait sitter is all about capturing that moment of truth. Now, that is not to say you don't want fashion models with attitude, because that is definitely a must. Especially in high fashion, the model must be willing to take on an exaggerated persona and have the confidence to carry off often ridiculous looks. Fashion photography is often very cutting edge and can be seen as artwork as well. It's all about pushing boundaries and making the ridiculous beautiful. There's also this misconception that fashion photography has to be hollow and shallow, but in truth, a lot of fashion photography also falls into the realm of conceptual photography. With fashion, you have the license to say whatever it is you need to say. The clothes remain the main element, but they can often provide elegant mask for political or personal statement. This is what makes fashion photography so important. It's part of our everyday lives because it really is just beautiful advertising. But what can you also advertise along with the clothes? Fashion photography type.